doesn't look like the human race is going anywhere soon. So a quick fix for the world's environmental problems isn't around the corner. With a daily list of alarming news headlines, melting polar ice, extinctions, catastrophic weather, it can be hard to have hope. And Strange Champs wonders if the coming generations will curse us for making a big mess and leaving it for someone else to clean up. As a mom, it's something she worries about a lot.
One of the worst moments in my parenting life was the night a few years ago when we all sat down as a family to watch An Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore's depressing movie about global environmental devastation. Somewhere around the time the icebergs melted and the baby polar bears began drowning, my 9-year-old son, who still occasionally slept with a beloved stuffed polar bear, stood up and shot Al Gore a look of pure loathing. "If he thinks everything's so bad, why doesn't he just commit suicide?" he yelled, then stomped upstairs. I felt awful. Kids his age are still falling in love with this beautiful blue planet, and we tell them it's terminally ill? By the next morning, of course, Nicky was mostly annoyed that he'd skipped playing video games to watch a stupid documentary. But I worried, then and for a long time afterwards, that he might have lost a bit of what should be every child's birthright. Faith in the future. That tingly, brand-new morning feeling. The excitement of knowing that the sun is rising on them and their lives in a world filled with hope and possibility. Then, a couple of weeks ago, I went to help his fourth-grade class with a school project.
Well, this is my law office. It's called Ethnicity Law Office. And, of course, I made it. And as you see, I have a solar panel up here and a rooftop garden up there.
It has a giant glass dome on top, which is a greenhouse, and a reclaimed wood door.
It uses LED lights. It has solar panels. It's going to have a rain barrel.
Picture a class of 26 fourth graders building the future out of cardboard boxes, construction paper, and glue. They're working on a miniature scale model of a city, their vision of a sustainable, green community. It's got tiny solar panels made of toothpicks and tinfoil, little rain barrels made out of paper cups, roof gardens constructed from bits of old carpeting. It's even got a name.
Ethnicity. Miss McClintock came up with it, but we liked it because ethnicity. The runner-up was Greentopia. It was a combination of green and utopia, because utopia is the perfect place to live, but Greentopia would be the perfect green place to live.
And what do these 10-year-olds want in their perfect city?
This is an alternative energy store, and it sells like wind turbines and rain barrels and solar panels, etc., etc.
I build a plant museum in the Tower of Pancakes. The Tower of Pancakes is for people in the morning and people in the afternoon and sometimes at dinner if they want some pancakes or sausage.
Mine's a shoe store for people to get shoes. And it's called Shoes for Use. It's sort of catchy.
We have a beauty salon called
African American Hair Specialist. We have unique hairstyles, and we have solar panels, and we use water barrels so we can use the water over and over again to wash people's hair and stuff like that. And it's a really fun place to be, and you can get your kids and they play outside in the backyard.
So the future these kids are building is looking pretty good. And when they get to working on their layout, I'm even more impressed. When I've been to my share of town planning meetings, and they aren't nearly this positive or this polite.
In our plan, it shows a huge sidewalk and a place for buses and bikes to get through. Yeah. And in there, there's like scarcely enough room for just the green space.
Yes, we should move some of those buildings back.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we put like some solar panels and stuff on the top?
Yeah, it's not done yet.
Just wondering. Yeah, James, and we could paint like on the side hybrid.
But what if they're not to scale?
Not just for Henry, but you have to say it.
But this is what
I thought. You had to raise your hand. You have to raise your hand.
Who votes that we move the nature center over to here?
Yeah.
Majority.
Okay.
Listening to these kids work, seeing how energetic and confident and happy they are, made me realize something that I do know but tend to forget. The importance of hope, without which very little in this world ever gets accomplished. Rachel Carson, the environmentalist who warned the world about the dangers of DDT, had every reason to feel hopeless herself, but she wrote once that if she could give one gift to every child born in the world, it would be a sense of wonder, so indestructible that it would last throughout life, an unfailing antidote against the boredom and disenchantment of later years. So what I wish for my son and his classmates is this, that they hold on to their confidence in their ability to build the sustainable future they dream of, and that they remember to have a good time doing it.
Anne Strainchamps is a producer and interviewer on To the Best of Our Knowledge. She went looking for hope among the children of Randall Elementary School in Madison, Wisconsin.